You're listening to the Periodic Table of Awesome podcast, bringing you the best of geek from week to week. Join your hosts, Dion and Quinny, and the occasional special guest as they talk movies, TV, gaming, toys, comics, and everything in between.
This is our only chance. We have to take it. We need Kong. The world needs him. To stop what's coming. And this child. She's the only one he'll communicate with.
I knew that they had a bond. She had nowhere to go, so I made a promise to protect her. And I think that in some way, Kong did the same. Godzilla.
Welcome to the Periodic Table of Awesome. I am Quinny. Who are you?
I'm waiting for the pregnant pause that you could drive a bus through, but I am Dion and I am here.
It's because the exact phrase you said was, you're in, dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, well, you're in.
Yes.
Go.
And I was like, what? Cool. Sweet. Awesome. Anyway,
just
hi.
Go.
Hi. Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you? How's everything going? You've got a weird mohawk. I can see on your way that your camera is,
because occasionally a fucking Ninja Turtle behind me. I'm sorry.
Again, it's amazing. Look, I love it. Love your weird.
You know what? I'm going to do something terrifying here.
What?
I'm gonna do something that we should never do. Mm. I'm just going to turn that off. See, there's Ninja Turtles behind me.
Right.
See. So anytime, Ninja Turtles.
Fellow chucker, eh?
Yeah. Yes, indeed. A fellow chucker.
How you doing?
I'm not bad. Because it's inexplicably, for no particularly good reason, a holiday in Tasmania. Because Tasmania gets all of the holidays. And I work for a University of Tasmania. I have a day off.
You didn't do any work today?
Gone back to work.
Great. How was it back in 1972?
The beer prices are good.
The beer prices are good. Well, I mean, come on. All right. What are we doing today, Quinny? Can you tell me? And it's just us. I just want to say, like, unfortunately, everyone, it's Easter. It's holiday time. Everyone else had fun and plans and things to do, and we didn't.
Yeah.
Yes. We're just here waiting. We're just waiting for Tuesday. The whole weekend.
Yeah, we are.
Just waiting for Tuesday.
Hanging around, doing nothing, waiting.
Sitting in
a
state of cat-like readiness for Tuesday to begin, along with everyone that's here. Hello in the chat. Hello, everyone. It's
hello,
like I'm
chatters.
I look a certain direction to wave because that's where I see the screen and the chat, not because there's anyone actually there.
The chat is actually
on this side.
It's that side. I got it right the first time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet. Anyway, hello on the stream and hello to everybody. Today we are talking about a movie, and we're talking about probably one of the biggest cinema releases in the past 6 to 12 months. The first film that they've gone, okay, this is probably going to bring people back to the cinemas in large numbers, because it's in fact a large film. We are talking about Godzilla versus Kong.
Wait, cinema?
Yes, that's...
So...
You know the smelly room where there are a lot of people and uncomfortable chairs?
You're talking about the one that's on at the moment in the cinemas and not the 1962 King Kong versus Godzilla film.
I was talking about that.
Right. I may have made a grave error in the film that I watched over the weekend, but nevertheless, we shall carry through And
nah, fuck it, let's go with it. I think this is going to be much more fun. You review that film, I'll review this film, and between us, we will find something truly magnificent.
Are you sure? Yeah, I mean, it was a bit weird.
Yeah. But You were expecting a better graphics?
I was not impressed with the monkey in this one. Everyone said the fight was great. And I'm like, really? Because it seemed like it was just two guys in suits thrashing around some cardboard sets. But look, you know, sure, whatever.
To be honest, that's kind of what I was hoping for more with this, because I'm a big fan of Man in Suit.
Man in Suit?
Yeah, right, Man in Suit.
I'm joking, actually. I did actually watch this. And yes, you're correct. It is the film that is able, you can go and see in the cinemas. It is a cinema one. Come back and see the cinemas.
But also, if you had HBO Max in America, you could watch this on your streaming service.
Sure. No. Or if you have a VPN and access to HBO Max, you can watch it in Australia.
Absolutely, which is definitely how we did it.
I mean, I would have preferred to see this on a big screen rather than a separate screen, because I think it had the right amount of terribleness that you need.
No, you just leave it there. It had the right amount of terrible.
Right amount of terrible.
Yeah.
Yes, the terrible amount of right. Anyway.
Yeah, and I think all of these are accurate descriptions, because this is the culmination. This is the Avengers. This is the end game of the legendary MonsterVerse. What? That's right. There's a fucking MonsterVerse.
There is a MonsterVerse. Is this the one that they started with The Mummy and then had to give up on? Because they were like, well, nobody watched that and it's too expensive to make.
Yeah. This was meant to be like the Universal MonsterVerse. Yes. This is the legendary.
Oh, MonsterVerse. The legendary MonsterVerse. This is the Warner.
I personally was hoping they'd call it something else, like a Titanverse or a Kaijuverse.
What did
they
start with? Explain the movies of the legendary MonsterVerse to me, then, Quinny.
Okay, so
in ten, sum up. Sorry, sum up. Not explain. Just sum.
Okay. I will sum them up into the conglomerate that they are. So it starts with Godzilla. The one with Aaron Taylor Johnson and the Scarlet Witch.
Oh, not the other one from 1992.
So no, definitely not the inexplicable not, one. Not with the Matthew Broderick
one. Okay, good. Just clarification is always good.
I still love that movie. I hate that movie, but I love the design of that Godzilla, and I love that they threw it into one of the Japanese Godzilla films. The great big Godzilla Final Wars, where Godzilla fights everyone. Including
himself, I think itself.
And what's more, that particular version of Godzilla, it fights in Sydney. So there is an amazing fight where it just like
inexplicably, just the New York Godzilla from 1992 or whenever it came out fights in Sydney versus Godzilla.
Yes, it's just a beautiful thing of watching. And I think they call it Monster X. No, it's not Monster X. It's some. It's like off-brand. We can't use the word Godzilla because like there's legal stuff about it. So it's like other Godzilla. But yeah, that's hilarious. Anyway, so the first one is I think it's 2007 Godzilla with Aaron Taylor Johnson and
you mean Quicksilver?
Quicksilver and the Scarlet Witch. Yes.
Kicksilver. No, I'm going to call him Kicksilver now. Because he's Kick-Ass and Quicksilver, so now he's just Kicksilver.
No, just call him Ralph Boner and be done with it.
Well, better than Quick-Ass.
2014, my bad.
Right.
So, yes, it was directed by Gareth Edwards, who has done some great stuff. And it was the one where we got introduced to the chonkiest of Godzillas. The Godzilla who looked like he'd eaten everything and hadn't been awake for a while.
I will have no shaming of Godzilla. I like this Godzilla design. I like a chonky one because even if you were to, like, as if you had to, you know, you had to rig it and make a skeleton and muscle movements, all that sort of stuff, but it still looks like you could fit a guy in a suit.
Yes, that's what I like about it.
Yeah, he's still got the kind of, like, you know, cutesy dog face Godzilla, but you could still swear that you could put someone in a suit and someone could cosplay new Godzilla. Okay. So I'm okay with that.
Right. Sorry, Predakenga in the chat said, apparently Godzilla is canonically male in this legendary monsterverse, which I've been slightly confused of, because ever since that fucking Matthew Broderick one where that particular Godzilla laid eggs, I was like, I don't know anymore.
Well, look, it could be a monotreme. Who knows?
You heard it here first, everybody. Godzilla is in fact...
That's why he was in Australia.
Yeah.
Hanging out with his other monotremes, the platypus and the echidna. Look.
I am looking forward to the kaiju echidna.
It's just science, Quinny.
The best part about this is I'm now imagining a kaiju platypus turning up in Pacific Rim The Black season 2, where they're like, oh, this kaiju's come through a breach but has seemed really melded with an echidna. I don't know what's going on there.
Right. Okay. Well, look, you know, hey, I don't know enough about kaijus to get into that discussion, but... so far, we're in the Godzilla territory.
Okay, 2014. Godzilla, 2014.
Yeah, as I said, can you sum up?
Yes, Kong, Skull Island.
Yes.
So not the King Kong directed by Peter Jackson that went for 24 hours.
Get to the fucking monkey.
Yes, Skull Island, which was the set in the 70s, if memory serves, and was kind of the introduction of badass Kong, who looked like he was, pretty able to beat the shit out of you. That was then followed up with Godzilla, King of Monsters, in 2019. And that's where we introduce Millie Bobby Brown and a whole bunch of other monsters, kaijus, including Ghidorah and Rodan and Mothra.
Yeah, a fuck ton of monsters.
Yeah, which a lot of people fucking hated that film. I was not one of them. I kind of dug it.
Well,
which then brings us to this particular film.
Yes.
Godzilla versus Kong,
right?
Which is, it's a thing.
Which is,
it's a fucking thing.
Well, would you like a synopsis?
Please.
Would that help you?
Yeah, I'm struggling to find the words to explain this. Okay. So, please go for it.
Kong and his protectors undertake a perilous journey to find his true home. Along for the ride is Gia, an orphan girl who has a unique and powerful bond with the mighty beast. However, they soon find themselves in the path of an enraged Godzilla as he cuts a swathe of destruction across the globe. The initial confrontation between the two titans, instigated by unseen forces, is only the beginning of the mystery that lies deep within the core of the planet. Yes, this is 2021's Godzilla vs. Kong, or as we like to say... Thermonuclear dinosaur versus big monkey. Big monkey.
I still wanted to find that meme that was doing the rounds of where the giant gorilla is just sitting around in its cage, just going, so he's a thermonuclear lizard.
Yeah. How do I explain? Like, I mean, you know, I know that we all want this to be a good fight, but he is a thermonuclear lizard and I am just a big monkey.
Yeah. So, yes. I love the fact that these guys... were probably one of the few other people after the whole fucking Marvel cinematic universe blew up. These were the only other ones who seems to have been reasonably successful in building a cross-platform universe, like where you've got different films about different things. It's only two different things, but at least it's reasonably successful, sort of, maybe.
Sure. Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah. Predakenga says the only thing you can remember about Skull Island is Tom Hiddleston with his katana in the poison fog.
Wait, was Tom Hiddleston in Kong Skull Island? Because I have erased most of that from my brain. Look, I mean, speaking of cast, there were some people in this film. They have been in other films. We all remember Alexander Skarsgård as Dr. Nathan Lind. He was in all 17 of the previous films. Millie Bobby Brown as Madison Russell. You know, that one where it was super, super annoying. Rebecca Hall as Dr. Eileen Andrews. You know, she was from that
movie. She was definitely in another film.
She was definitely there. Brian Tyree Henry as Bernie Hayes. He was not there or there. I'm not sure.
I don't, I have no memory of him.
Just fuck it. Look, I don't know. Lance Reddick was there. All right, he was in
Actually, I got really excited when Lance Reddick showed up and started talking about Titans.
Yep.
I was like, oh.
And
I feel like I know where I am now.
And the problem with it, I found it really was, is they didn't have any Bryan Cranston, and then they didn't have any of the other, you know, they didn't have any throwbacks to other actors who died. I thought that was a bit sad.
You would have liked a little bit.
Yeah. Sort of so just so we knew, so we knew the place of what was going on. But let's be honest, their names weren't on the title of the film.
No, I do like that. Essentially, there were two people from previous films who deigned to show back up again, and then everyone else was doing that whole thing of going, "Hey, you remember that character that you liked?"
They were here like, for plot reasons. Also, did anyone see that movie Inner Space from the '80s? I liked that movie. How do we fit that in? How do we fit that in? Kinda, because we want to.
Yeah.
You know,
the only people that I was vaguely aware of as being in other films were Kyle Chandler and Millie Bobby Brown, who is his daughter. I'm trying to think whether any of the. I don't think anyone else was. But look, like the cybernetics company, I don't remember them showing up before.
Look, there's Monarch. Like, who knows about these things? And I mean, and the question actually I want to ask you before we go any further, Quinny, is how much of spoilery town do you want to go? Do you want to talk about this before pre-spoiler, or do you just not care? Has everyone seen it? Like, that's really the thing.
Well, that's I was going to say that's more a question for the chat.
It's fair. We could just give it the thing of should you go see it beforehand, and then we can talk about all the issues that I had with it, or
I think let's do a non-spoilery bit at the start, just because
I won't turn on the button.
We're waiting on the chat.
None of this. Okay. No spoilers just yet.
Okay. Right. So yes, there are a bunch of characters, and they do stuff, but nobody gives a fuck about any of that because. There's a giant monkey. Yes.
That one. Yeah. And he's versus a what?
A nuclear-powered lizard. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, that guy. Sorry. All right, excellent.
I had something for dinner and it's really not agreeing with me. Oh, sorry. Okay, so Predakenga asked the question, I only want to know one thing. Is it better or worse than Rampage?
I'd personally find Rampage an excellent perk on weapons in Destiny 2. I have no idea what you're talking about with Rampage because I never watched that film. No, I never fucking got around to watching it. Why would I want to watch that, honestly?
Because it's got a giant fucking monkey, a giant lizard. Sorry, do you need to do that? Right, thank you. And then a weird flying wolf and the Rock.
Oh, I don't have one for the flying wolf. Maybe what happens if I press this one?
Aquaman.
Yeah, that's a leftover. I was like, what button should I put? I'll try this one. Oh, it's the Aquaman button. Excellent.
Yeah, good. Let's just go with it. I really didn't mind Rampage. It was kind of fun. But this is just on a whole different fucking level.
Yeah, like, it had a budget.
Yeah.
And I liked the budget. Like, the story was fucking terrible, but the budget was fun, you know?
There was, to put it mildly, the story was all over the shop. But honestly, if you came here expecting a story, if you came here expecting, I don't know,
With a movie that's just titled, you know, Godzilla versus Kong, you kind of know what you're in for. Much like when there's been a few movies that have come out, like Battleship, based on the Milton Bradley board game, Battleship. And then they threw in like an alien plot and everyone went, why? It's Battleship.
Battleship. Just shoot at each other.
Just have two navies trying to blow the fuck out of each other.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, I think these things always seem to go the most wrong when they try and add shit that doesn't need to be there. And I think we can probably fairly safely say that is most of the human cast.
Yeah, and there was like, you know, there was a human cast. Was there? No one cares. Just put up a scenario. How come these two monsters actually start interacting with each other?
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's one of those things that they've set up a long time ago back in, I think, well, at the end of Skull Island, they did the whole, oh, by the way, here's reference to this company, the Monarch Company, and...
The Mighty Monarch!
how do I make an umlaut?
Well, that is a Venture Brothers reference for anyone who didn't
know. Yeah, sorry. Don't mind us. But yeah, so there was a reference to that, and then you were like, oh, maybe that could be funny. And they put it all together, and then by the time that King of Monsters came out, they were starting to reference Kong. But what do you need?
Yeah.
What do you need? All I need to do is work out why the fucking giant monsters are hitting each other. Yes. And I'm not even that worried about why. I just kind of want to see who wins.
And does it look cool? Like, I mean, this is the other sort of thing. Like, you know, unlike, what was it, Man of Steel? No, it wasn't Man of Steel. It was Batman v Superman. Or even Man of Steel to a certain point where you're like, we need to look at this from the perspective of the people around them in the cities while things are getting trashed. And it's like, yeah, kind of. But also this one, we don't give a shit. Like, it opens with Godzilla fucking up a whole bunch of stuff, and people are just like, it's a Godzilla attack. Another one. Quick, roll out the rescue crews. Like, you know, let's just try and lead him away so that he doesn't cause too much damage, and we don't know why he stopped. So good luck with your press conference, President.
I do love that this is in this particular universe. People are apparently surprisingly comfortable with the amount of death that happens.
It's just kind of like, okay, did they have was there a press conference like 20 years ago where they're like, hey, by the way, these giant creatures exist and they're going to fuck some stuff up and we're just going to have to deal with it? And
I'm imagining insurance companies at some point in time just went, we're done. We can't do anything. We're not going to insure you for anything. Sorry,
oh, no,
thanks.
No,
it's been real.
Can I get monster insurance? Nope. We don't do that.
Sorry, I like Amy. So populations are like, let them fight.
And when they see it coming, it's like, oh, Godzilla's coming. And people are like, ah, fuck. Where can I move that doesn't have a giant monster anymore? Australia. I know.
Yes. No. And that's when they find the gigantic monotreme.
Oh dear, yes.
Where do they go in this one? Somewhere infinitely stupider. But I do. Rob asked the question: can the monsters talk? Making a deep cut into Transformers Beast Wars there. And admittedly, this is essentially a replay of Beast Wars, in which Optimus Primal, the monkey, faces off against a purple dinosaur. In this case, not Megatron.
Ooh, well, okay, is this giving away some of the plot? Is this because that Godzilla is actually evil and King Kong is actually good and that's what we've set up here? Is this what we're going to see? Who is good?
I feel
good?
Like they spend a lot of time trying to work out how to make us like them both.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I look at this and I go... Is there a lesson that we have to learn that humans were the real monsters the whole time?
No. No, there's no fucking lessons.
Turns out humanity was the monsters all along.
And the kaiju were the friends we made along the way. No.
Oh, gosh.
You know, there's... actually, Casper said, I felt there was no attention to the whole is Godzilla being evil, because we've set up for two films that Godzilla is the protector of humanity. Essentially.
Well, I mean, here's the thing I want to say about Godzilla. Godzilla is a protector of humanity with no regard for individuals or property damage.
Yep.
Like,
Godzilla is the walking embodiment of the trolley car.
Godzilla is the epitome of the American military. It is just fucking, I am bringing you protection and freedom at the cost of whatever you've got. I don't care. I will use my thermonuclear breath to stop this monster. And if you all have to die for that to happen, I'm happy for it.
And, I mean, the funny thing about that, getting a little deep and meaningful on it, that is precisely what Godzilla actually is, because Godzilla was the Japanese response to being bombed in Hiroshima.
Sure.
Like, that's where that movie whole thing came from. It's like, oh, God, we have unleashed a monster and that monster is nuclear power and it has decimated us as a people.
And one sort of little question there. You know the big famous thing about Godzilla where he does the big... blue nuclear fire breath.
Yeah, yeah.
And he usually does that at some point straight up in the air.
Yeah.
Does that ever get explained as to whether or not that just becomes fallout and it irradiates the entire area around that and no one can live there for 10,000 years? No.
Yes. Yes. I think, yes.
I mean, because there's a lot of that breath thing that goes on and people are like, oh, cool, shiny. And then I'm like, oh, God, no, that's the death. That's hot death.
He's literally just firing gigantic amounts of hot death around.
Yeah.
I do say it was something I found amusing. I love that they fought in Hong Kong, which was lovely that they just rebuilt it after Pacific Rim because... like they did have that direct comparison thing going, don't maybe, you know, make a direct comparison between yourself and the other kaiju movie.
And at one point, I want to ask, I mean, at what point do humans just give up on a city? Like eventually they're just like, we've had a bit too many monster attacks. That's it. We're not rebuilding. Good luck to you. This place is fucked. We can't do anything. Off you go.
Yeah. Yeah. We're giving this one up to the monsters now. So, everybody pack up your shit and go.
There's a surprising amount of people who seem very invested in like restraining Kong. And this is also the thing that kind of gave me a little bit of the irritation is they can capture and control and put King Kong in a box, kind of, and organize sort of. That way. And yet when it comes to Godzilla, they can't. And then when they decide that they're going to put them towards each other, it's like, this monkey had no chance. Like, honestly, if you can sedate him and just drag him around and that's okay, but you have no chance with Godzilla, what makes you think that fucking, you know?
But the thing is, it's the question of near-human intelligence. And I think what the movie is trying to say is that by having the edge of being slightly more intelligent...
Confession tools.
Can use tools, can fashion tools.
Well, let's be honest, he didn't fashion that tool.
His ancestors may have done. I don't fucking know.
Okay, right.
I mean, anyway.
Look, I mean, okay. Did you find all of the fights successful?
Yes. Like, did you enjoy some them? More so than others.
Yeah. Right. Did you find any of the callbacks? Interesting, like to some of the old Godzilla movies, that they threw in a few interesting callbacks to old films, especially that.
Which one are you referring to?
King Kong versus Godzilla. There was a point in the old King Kong versus Godzilla where King Kong picks up a tree and jams it down Godzilla's throat to stop him from fire breathing, and the same kind of thing happens.
See, I haven't. I'm going to have to admit, I haven't watched the 1960 question.
Oh, it's fucking terrible, dude! It's just two guys in suits on a set that's painted green.
Yep.
Trying to think about how things are. You know.
Yeah, yep. That's pretty much what I thought it was going to be. So I looked at the poster for it and went, "Oh no, I think I know enough." Yeah. Look, I enjoyed it because it was exactly what it said on the tin. It's a fucking, Godzilla and he's fighting King Kong and it's pretty. The fights are entertaining.
It's there are fluorescent.
Some clever ideas here and there.
It's fluorescent. And it had enough of, I think, enough of a reasoning and I think it gave enough kind of face to both things. Like, I mean, there's always an inherent danger, which is it's Godzilla versus Kong. If you have one fight and one declared winner, that's it. But I like the way that they kind of made this like step and step. It's like, okay, round one goes to this, round two goes to this.
I mean, they
one,
quite literally three. Announced that at one point.
Sure. Like, I mean, it would have been a bit on the nose if they had a fucking scoreboard, but it kind of felt like at one point they would cut back to one of the humans watching them going, well, look like, you know. Yeah. It would have been weird if, you know, Easy Bet or something had a odds on, but there probably was a human there.
Somewhere in this world, Betfair is laying down serious odds to find out whether or not the monkey or the lizard's going to win.
Sure, it's probably Ron Perlman's character from Pacific Rim doing it too.
Yeah.
Whatever he's doing.
Yes, Amy said Hong Kong was prepared and specifically designed to fight kaiju in. That's it's all about the neon. It's all about the amount of glass that can shatter.
Yep, yep. Easy access to a bay, high ridge mountains around it. Like, yeah, absolutely. Hong Kong is designed for kaiju.
And this one doesn't have that weird thing that Pacific Rim 2 had where, like, Jaegers walk out of very shallow water.
Yeah, yeah.
Fight and then walk straight back into it. And you're like, hang on, that's not that fucking deep.
Inexplicably shallow water, which is... There's one thing that I'm trying to figure out is, especially as I'm watching some of the trailer go, I am like, how deep is the sea around that first fight? Like, I'm not sure because it's either really super deep or not deep enough or waist level.
That first fight I thought was out in the like middle of the ocean, so I figured it was pretty deep. But I mean, my question is, how deep is your love? Yes, good. That's the correct answer.
Yes, that's how deep my love goes, Quinny.
Yeah, well, and we will talk in a little minute in the spoiler section about how deep everything else goes, because there are some shit that we do need to talk about. Dion, do you want to rate this and let's dive headlong into the depth of stupidity?
You know, does what it says on the box. Godzilla versus Kong. It's definitely Godzilla versus Kong. Correct. You know, do I wish I'd seen this on the big screen? Yeah, kind of. Yes. I absolutely do, because I think it's a great big dumb movie. The human factor was just, again, terrible. But
I'm sorry. Shout out to Julian Dennison for getting another role and going, yep, do exactly the same thing. You do you, Chief.
Still terrible. But that's okay. Like, you know,
go back and do Ricky Baker too.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter, because the humans aren't the people I came to see. I didn't come to see them. I love the way that they made these two beasts, monsters fight. That was great. It focused really on them. Humans were a side note. So in that way, it really succeeded. I'm just ashamed I didn't see it in a big cinema because that would have just kind of been that way. And if you can turn your brain off and stop trying to tie all the movies together for whatever reason and just kind of go, sure, like, I don't care. I just want to watch them fight. There can be reasons behind things, but it's fun. Yeah. This movie is pure popcorn and lighting, and that's okay.
Yeah. I was hoping Mothra might show up at the end and be all like,
Mothra got itself.
Actually, you know what would have been more appropriate? If like Godzilla is just about to kill Kong.
Yeah.
And he's like, save Mothra.
Fuck off.
Why did you say that name?
No.
Sorry, I'll be here all week. Thank you.
You'll be there all week. You're just going to be it. Look, I'll give it 80 because it did what it said on the box and I had a good time with it. And I'm sort of sad that they're not actually making any more, are they?
No, I think this is probably the end of this particular universe, because, I mean, what do you do after this?
Yeah, but that's kind of – it's kind
other
of
than,
fine.
Like, everyone got a King Kong versus Godzilla.
Everyone got a semi-satisfactory ending, and that's okay. That's good.
I guess. I mean
– yeah, well
– In the grand scheme of things, I mean, did I care about, I don't know, any of the human characters? Nah.
Why? I cared as much about every single human that appeared on that screen as every single person in the apartment blocks that were immediately splattered by Godzilla's tail.
Yeah.
You know, okay, by the millions of deaths that happened as a result of these things. And unless they can come back with Godzilla Jr. or whatever it is, baby Godzilla.
Oh, Godzuki.
Godzuki.
Yes, that's what we need. We Godzuki. Need some Godzuki all up in this shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And a few people have pointed out that where we need to go from here on is Gamera.
A tortoise? Yeah. Giant turtle?
Yeah. It's a much slower film. It's a think piece. It's an art piece.
In black and white. Gamera.
Either that, or they just do the Snyder cut of this one, and Gamera is in it.
Oh fuck! You
know, an extraordinarily long after the credit sequence that nobody gives a fuck about.
Yes, Lex Luthor turns up.
Gamera turns up, going, "We live in a society."
Fuck. Well, just Lex Luthor is in there, just going, "What if I made them fight?" Yeah. What are you going to give it, Quinn?
I'm going to go 85 because I had so much fun with it.
You had more fun with it than me.
Yeah, look, there is a certain kind of movie that is good bad. And this is fucking dumb. Like, there are so many things in this film that you're like, really? You went with that as a plot line? Ballsy. Very brave. Like, there was some real sort of hitting for the fucking fences swings in this one. And they're so stupid that I'm okay with it. Yeah. Let's just accept that this was dumb and love it for what it is. And I do kind of love it. So 85 from me. Sure. Casper, I think, had an 80 in the chat. And please, if you have numbers, put them in. Oh, Amy loved it to the point of it being 90.
Well, la-di-da, just throwing your numbers out around there. Jesus Christ. Yeah. All right, okay, fine.
See, what I really, I would love to have had our friend Lons, who is a massive movie buff and at one point made a city out of cardboard boxes for his daughter so that she could be a kaiju and smash it up around their house. And I was like, I would love to have heard his opinion on it because he also has some fairly strong opinions about everything.
Yeah.
But yeah. We'll keep an eye out for that.
Yeah. So you can always add a vote in later.
Absolutely, yes. You can go to the website and all of you, once you've seen it, can go to the website and put your actual thing in, put your... score, not thing. Put a score.
Put a score in. All right. Okay. Well. Yes. Okay. Yes. Let's go to watch a little quick clip of Godzilla versus Kong, or particularly when Godzilla meets Kong, and then we'll come back and talk with spoilery things where we can talk about the ending, which fucking sucked.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I mean, wow. Don't let that color your opinion. Wow. An issue.
Oh no.
Oh no. It was technical difficulties. Of course.
Oh, hang on. Then it came back and now it's, look, you know what?
It's all gone. Someone jinxed the clip. I have no idea who jinxed the clip. Someone fucked it up. But anyway, you get the idea that there was a very angry monkey and a very angry thermonuclear dinosaur and they were about to do all that kind of stuff.
I like it. Amy says, weird how they focused on one pilot getting out alive, but there's so many other dead bodies.
Well, that was what I was actually saying to Quitty while that clip is that. I was like, I just want to point out that Godzilla has murdered thousands of service personnel in the blink of an eye, and yet people are still like, Godzilla's here to protect us. I'm like, how? How is he here to protect? He is here. Badly. He is a murder machine. He does not give a shit. How can you focus him? I know how you can focus him. You can try and build a Mecha Godzilla. What the fuck?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. This is where, this obviously, as always with these things, comes out through toy leaks and shit like that.
Toy leaks. And
yeah, no, like the most movie things, you're never going to get a surprise out of them because somewhere along the line in a licensing catalog somewhere, the story has been leaked, and in this case,
long ago in a licensing catalog far, far away.
Yes, all we things. Found out that there was going to be a Mecha Godzilla.
Yeah, and I mean, look, you know, that's kind of how it is because they did what the first fight between Kong versus Godzilla. It was round one goes to Godzilla, round two was Kong, kind of. And then,
like they said that it was Kong, but I felt like that was not really a full fight.
No. But I mean, at that stage, he had the monkey axe. What do you want to call it? The scale hammer.
The ban hammer. Let's call it the ban hammer.
Yeah, it's called the ban hammer. Like Kong gets a ban hammer, and then absolutely fucks around with it, and then Mechagodzilla comes out, and Mechagodzilla is amazing. But is Mechagodzilla actually Mechagodzilla, or was it Ghidorah? Was it telepathic Ghidorah?
Ghidorah.
Ghidorah. G'day. My name's Ghidorah. I want to know that. I'd love that translation to be the thing. It's like one of the each skull is a different accent.
Yeah. Bonjour. G'day.
Yeah. Bonjour. Je suis Ghidorah.
Je m'appelle Ghidorah.
Je m'appelle Ghidorah. G'day. I'm Ghidorah.
He's totally adorable. Oh, we love a bit of Ghidorah. Though, as he was referred to, Monster X in this one. So,
yes, thank you. What? No Mecha Streisand?
Do the noise.
Yeah, I should have had Mecha Streisand. Oh, wow.
That's okay. I'm pretty sure it was just Trey Parker going, wah!
Yeah.
One of them.
Yeah. Yeah, look, and Casper, I have no idea what the fuck is going on with all of the things in the skull, the third skull. I don't know where it is. Who knows where the fuck it is?
Like, yeah,
we don't know what these things do. We've established in canon that the bones of old monsters can eventually still retain some sentience. So who knows? Maybe that bone graveyard on Skull Island will suddenly start telepathically, you know, resurrecting people. And it's good they had skull fuckers? No.
Oh, skull hunters?
No, they had a cool name, which I've absolutely forgotten, and that's terrible. The skull something.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I think they're called skull hunters.
But they had the eggs of that in the evil place, and I was like, oh, that's cool. Maybe they'll be doing some biogenetic researching and, you know, but of course there was so much in there that was confusing. Like, how did they have all these underground tunnels that had a super loop? Like, is Elon Musk the guy behind it?
Okay.
Or is that the same technology that they used in Mortal Kombat 2 Annihilation?
Thank you. You got there before me, you motherfucker.
No, we're just on the same wavelength. I know that we are in the same
spheres or yes, whatever the fuck.
We are
they
in the
were.
Same room, but we are connected psychically. Yeah. To think about those things. Yeah.
Like, yes. Let's talk about the monkey in the room, shall we? There is an entire plot line of this film that is about the earth being hollow. And there being a giant monster-laden fucking land in the middle of the earth that you can get to through a number of tunnels, and that is the stupidest fucking thing I can imagine. And I applaud the writer who said, do you want to do the Hollow Earth thing?
Yeah.
And everyone looks at him and goes, you mad bastard.
Well, Quinny, Hollow Earth is actually a fantastic concept, and I can send you some really good literature and links of some YouTube videos as to why it is correct and that we are all just slaves to the subterranean lizard race that is controlling all of our politicians up here on the surface.
What I need to understand is what is the difference or the capability of the Earth being both flat and hollow?
Well, how do you think?
How does that work,
Quinny? How do you think it got hollow? They just pulled all of the materials from inside of the earth and made it flat. Like, this is 101 basic science,
right? Yeah, and yeah. I also did note while they in the hollow earth, the hollow earth looks remarkably flat.
No, well, it looks remarkably flat until you realize that there's a sphere and a crossover point which has been shaped by like a giant monkey hand, which is a normal thing to do.
Yeah, totally. A sculpted monkey hand reaching to God.
Is it God? Who knows? I don't know. Is Kong God? I can't remember anymore.
Know.
Is Superman God? Is Zack Snyder going to do a cut of this one? And it's Zack Snyder's Godzilla versus Kong versus Batman versus Superman.
What I would dearly love to see, thank you. Yes, they are called skull crawlers. I would love to have seen the end of Justice League with Lex Luthor on his boat, and then
there.
The boat just gets demolished by Godzilla.
Yes. Be like, oh, it's all connected.
Yes, yeah. And the Earth is flat and rides on the back of Space Gamera.
Yes, and then that ties into the Watch, and that's why the Watch was so terrible, because they were using the city had been destroyed many, many times by.
Yes, and they're not really dragons; they're all just mini Godzillas that are flying around.
Yeah.
They've bred with Rodan.
And I am just as pissed off with the Watch TV series as you and Beck were during the podcast, because. Yeah, I'm reading the Watch. Sorry, the City Watch. Wait, what's the one? Guards.
Guards. Yes.
I get that. Anyway, yeah. The Earth is flat. Yes. The Earth is flat. The Earth is hollow. The Earth is everything all at once and everything together, because that's the multiverse and that's how Doctor Strange comes in.
Yes. Awesome.
It's a perfectly reasonable explanation.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm totally into it. I dig it. I do like that the films that have led up to this have kind of all, you know, found their own kind of vibe. Like that, you know, so the first Godzilla was essentially, hey, let's try and do a Godzilla film in a modern context. Mm-hmm. Then you do Kong Skull Island and it's like, okay, let's get rid of the idea, the concept of that Peter Jackson King Kong, mm-hmm. and now let's set it in the Vietnam War. And then the King of Monsters is, you know, Godzilla just fighting a bunch of shit. And this is the first time we've seen Kong in the current timeline.
Yeah.
And I feel like there is perhaps a film missing, which is the, you know, the Kong story after Skull Island.
Well, he's been sitting in that... like basically they're trying to make Jurassic Park out of King Kong by teaching him sign language through a small girl, probably because he crushed the last few people that they'd tried to do. So they just wheel in another small girl.
Yeah,
yeah. Let's be honest.
They're going to need another Timmy.
Yeah. We're going to need another. He ate the last one, you know.
Yeah. Like, yeah, that first time that he went and used his big finger to just touch her finger. Oh, shit. And they just tranquilize him, put him to sleep, wake him back up again. Then the little girl's there again.
Yeah.
It's not like his eyes are going to be able to see that anymore.
I mean, there's something in there about Kong, especially when he eventually gets into the Hollow Earth, because the little girl says, you can go see your family, which I thought was a nice little thing to understand, that Kong could actually talk to people and communicate, and they didn't just go, like, I'm not doing sign language because I don't know, but like, holy fuck, dude, can you just stop the giant lizard? We will do whatever you want, just stop the lizard. Like, you know, please.
Yeah.
Where do you want to go? We'll take you there. We'll give you everything you want. How many bananas do you need? But, you know, when he gets down there, he fights like, you know, immediately. There's just shitloads of monsters that are down there anyway. More monsters.
The bat monsters.
And he kills them. But remember, he pulls the head off one and then just drinks from the skull?
That was...
And I'm like... Like, would that not make you sick? Like, could it have poison blood? Is this the reason that the monkeys died out? Did they just do dumb shit?
Not big on survival, the old Kong race.
No. They, like, you know, they fought. And that means, like, basically the whole thing set this up as there was a big war between, what is it, the Godzillas and the Kongs?
The Kongs. The Hatfields and the McCoys.
The Hatfields and the McCoys of the Hollow Earth. And I'm like, fuck, wow, okay.
Were there other Godzillas hanging around beforehand? Can we do like a prehistoric movie?
Yeah.
Where all the humans are weird inside Earth cave people?
Yeah, and I kind of go, fuck, I mean, if these things... you know, another thing that I'll do, you know, remember the thermonuclear breath that Godzilla was just like, hang on, I can sense the Kong is below me. I will just bore my way into the Hollow Earth.
See, that was the moment where I just went, oh, no. Like, it was that and the fucking Mortal Kombat Annihilation Velospheres that I was like, oh, no. Oh, no, we're in a dumb movie, aren't we?
How the fuck does this shit happen?
We can get it from America to Hong Kong in half an hour or an hour or whatever it is, and then Godzilla can fire his laser into the core of the Earth.
Yep.
In a matter of, what, a minute?
And doesn't have to worry about the inversions and all of that other stuff.
No.
All the other ropey physics that it's going on.
Yeah. And they fly around in their cool flying fucking...
Yeah. But monkey get a banhammer.
Yeah.
But monkey get banhammer.
And also isn't there like a power source that's meant to be down in there that is really important that once it goes into Mechagodzilla, nobody gives a fuck about?
Yeah, floaty blue rock. Floaty blue rock is sudden powerful. Like, you know, it really helps if you think like a 4-year-old. When you're watching.
Yes.
Yeah. Floaty Blue Rock, good, bad science man. Science man, mecha Godzilla, alien skull.
Evil corporation dead. Mecha Godzilla. And Mecha Godzilla is head of Ghidorah, and
science, man die. Science is the enemy.
And I makes noise that calls Godzilla. What?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Like, it kind of does. If I do have to say one thing about it, this movie was built by the machine that is responsible for Idiocracy. Like, it's just like, this is not a film that anyone should be like, well, they're making some valid points.
Consider the monkey.
Yes, consider the monkey in the middle of the earth, just floating around, kind of swinging on trees, and Godzilla just cruising the seas, doing whatever Godzilla's doing.
Yeah, I'm assuming that whole middle of the earth thing was just so that they could have the two coexist.
Maybe that is Middle Earth. You're right there, Quinny.
Yes,
that's where the One Ring is.
And it's going to expand to be monkey-sized, and then he will be the one Kong to rule them all.
Fuck. Perfect.
Oh, man.
Everything's in there.
Yep. This is the movie that just keeps on giving. You've told it to stop, but it keeps on giving anyway. It is just so fucking dumb. And I want to give a shout-out, and this is a big, loving shout-out, to Alexander Skarsgård for being the single least useful person in this film and the least interesting lead of a major blockbuster in perhaps ever.
I like that he's quoted like saying Skarsgård called his character Nathan an homage to 80s films like Indiana Jones, Romancing the Stone, Lethal Weapon, and Die Hard. And I was like,
because he was wearing fucking Marty McFly's jacket. That's it.
Wow, dude. No. I didn't give a shit about the floaty fucking inner space kind of weird, like, oh, we're going to fly a thing down there. Oh, yeah, cool. We'll just go down and we'll do that because we'll have to go there and then we'll find some. Oh, wait, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
No one cares. Please make the monkey and the lizard fight, please.
Like, I cared vaguely more about Team Kong than I did about Team Godzilla. So Team Godzilla is a podcaster, Millie Bobby Brown, and that kid from Deadpool.
Yeah, but I mean, I like the fact that
they're literally
also
doing this because of a podcast.
Yeah, yeah. But
who the fuck listens to podcasts?
Well, Godzilla, maybe. Like, that's they've got one subscriber. It's Godzilla, and if they're like, oh well, we can't do the podcast anymore, and he goes crazy and sacks the seal. Like, okay, next podcast is out next week. Much like us.
Yeah, that's how we
listen
operate.
To our podcast, or we will burn the fucking city down.
There you have it, guys.
That's an ad for us. Yes,
donate,
there you go.
Or we will burn your city down. This is definitely how we should be operating this show. Yes, of course, he was in Hunt for the Wilder People. He's Ricky Baker,
Team Kong
I
has
to talk
has,
about shit films.
Yeah, I've been cancelled. Oh, great.
All right, sorry about that. Okay.
Oh, well.
I'm just going to mute you.
How do you do that?
Oh, actually, I can't because.
No, you can't because you don't have any power here. You have no power here.
Oh, damn it.
Sorry, Quinny's in the sin bin again. Maybe I shall release him. Okay, fine, he's released. At least King Kong had, you know, some sort of human companions that I was like, sure. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, like there is this whole thing of him being compassionate and him having like some kind of emotional.
They're a little bit too cool with his what they think, because they're like, yeah, Kong bows to no one, so we just release him and then try and shoot at him a bit.
Yeah,
it's not going to be not real smart there. No, because at least with Godzilla, they understand that they will just try and fucking kill him.
Mm.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like maybe there could have been a little more done to try and give us some kind of insight into Godzilla. Apart from, like, because the whole thing is, it's essentially Kong is a person and a character who has emotions and feelings. Godzilla is a force of fucking nature and, you know, is essentially unknowable. And I was like, eh, if you really want it to be something where we root for a particular team, maybe you need to give us more to go on the Godzilla side other than he be king of monsters. Yeah. It doesn't matter anyway because they both fight Mechagodzilla and, you know.
Yeah. Did you like the Mechagodzilla fight? Is Mechagodzilla everything that you thought you were hoping it was?
It looked kind of goofy, to be completely honest. There are a couple of times I looked at it and went, oh, that's the design we're going with? Okay, cool. I mean, I'm being very, very picky and pedantic here, but, yeah, there were a couple of times I thought you could have done it cooler, surely. It did look a bit kind of naff.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's still fun.
I'm sorry. I was actually curious as to understand whether or not Toby Kebbell came back to do the mocap for Kong.
For Kong or Godzilla?
Kong, because he wasn't the mocap for Godzilla.
Don't know. I didn't have it in front of me.
There you go.
I don't know who did the mocap for Godzilla. That's what I'm vaguely interested.
Who did the mocap for anyone? Do we know? Do they have mocap anymore, or did they? Do they just have an AI that writes thousands of movements into a thing and just goes, "This is how they move"?
I mean, this could very easily be that movie that was written by, you know, we fed all of the Godzilla films and the Kong films into a bot. And this is, and 10 years of weird fucking conspiracy theories.
I love that idea. This is what was spat out. We made an AI read all of the fucking MonsterVerse scripts, and this is what they came out with when we said mix them together.
It would explain a lot.
Perfect. Perfect. This is what you get, yes, when an AI writes a film.
Yeah. Like Maya Simmons, a character who is in there to be one-dimensionally evil for precisely one scene before she buys the farm. And you're like, yep, cool. Great.
She was there.
Whatever. I mean, Lance Reddick, who is in literally one scene
present.
To say something and then he's done.
Present.
Yes. Thank you. Thanks for coming. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Look, if you can, if you're still listening, I would say please go and watch it in a cinema. I wish that I had.
Yeah.
And here in Australia, you can.
Yeah.
It is in cinemas right now and they're probably not that full.
Yeah, go and see it. Take a fucking giant tub of popcorn. Throw it at the screen whenever you don't like something and eat it when you do. Like yeah. This is the whole thing. This is definitely one of those exciting ones, you know.
Very much so.
Still wear a mask in the cinema though, because you just want to be safe. So try and just throw popcorn at your face and have it bounce off, and then throw it at the screen. You know.
Well, I mean, for the poor fuckers who work in cinemas, maybe we don't do too much of the. the throwing of stuff.
Why?
Because they've got to clean up and they've still got to
steal. When's the last time you went into a cinema, Quinny? They don't clean.
Well, they're meant to.
They just broom everything under the seats and then you never go under there because that's where the monsters live. That's where all the eggs are laid by the monotremes.
Well done for bringing science into this.
it's just science, Quinny.
You've brought science to a dumb fight.
Dear. Yes. Yes. It's very good. And I'm looking forward to going back and seeing some other things in the cinema. Yeah. But then, you know, I don't know what I'm going to say.
I don't know what I'm going to say either because I realized that we forgot to talk about what we're going to be talking about next week.
Have we? You've forgotten to talk about it. We had a vote and everything. You were there.
Yeah. Well, we kind of did. We asked a few people and then we, you know, had a bit of a whip round at the pub. And then we decided, fuck it, and we just made it up ourselves anyway.
Yeah, we were too busy dancing and doing things that we were allowed to do after relaxation of some lockdowns and just in case people wanted to, you know, go a bit crazy with another outbreak of COVID, but whatever.
Yeah.
That's woken everyone up. Yeah, we're all back
I'm
now.
I'm so sorry.
Next week, I'm not sure. Don't know what we're going to do. Haven't decided yet.
keep an eye on the Instagram, keep an eye on the Twitterverse. You know, you'll
give
see
us
stuff.
A recommendation. Tell us to watch something. We might do it.
Well, there have been some really good suggestions.
If you mention fucking Avatar again, I'm going to smack you.
I don't think Casper would dare.
No, that's okay. I've been doing some catch-up of stuff, so I've been watching some really enjoyable, lighthearted comedy like The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, God. Which is lighthearted and fun.
Ah, it's just a good old time, you know.
Casper's giving up on that now. It's Korra. You know that Korra is still Avatar, right?
Although, funnily enough, I am watching the remainder of Resident Alien. The remainder of the series of Resident Alien. I've been quite enjoying that because it's still very, very funny.
Okay.
And I was like, this is actually very funny. I wondered if they could keep it up, but it's all right.
Well, I haven't gone back to that one yet, so maybe I should. I've watched the later episodes of Superman and Lois and have been enjoying that, but that's a fucking slow burn.
Right. Like
it's not bad, but it's a slow burn.
Yeah. And yes, and I've been watching some Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and I stand by my comments. On
still not sold on it.
It's boring as fuck.
Wow,
it's so dull.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. I don't want to go to an underground car park in Vienna, especially with Baron Zemo. Uns. Fuck's sake.
I'm hurt and I'm upset, but at the same time, you know.
Can't blame me.
Opinions are just like arseholes. Yeah, you are one. Yeah. I mean, sorry. No, you. Everyone has them.
Opinion noted.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe I'll just go back to good
check
old.
Check out the irregulars.
Good old. Oh, yeah, there's the irregulars. There's a few other things that are. There's a few things that have come out and are floating around. We'll get into it.
Yep,
find something.
We will be checking it out. Just keep an eye out on things. You'll see us talking about stuff and then you'll be like, I wanted to watch that.
It's the holiday period. We're just doing stuff.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Thank you so much for joining us.
Also, quick shout out to Jill and Peter, who couldn't be here today. Jill's feeling a bit sick and Peter's on holiday entertaining a family, and she thought probably going to be a bit hard for her to do a podcast with a family standing behind her going, what are you doing? What's all this happening? What are you talking
Which
to?
Is fair enough.
What's on the internet? Does this go out live? What's going on?
Okay. So just looking through the chat, a bit of talk today about all the Star Trek things that have been renewed and so forth. Yeah. Lower Decks is back for another season and more Discovery and more Picard.
Look, if you can't wait for Star Wars, you might as well just watch some Star Trek in the meantime.
Yeah. Are you excited for that? Are you actually in the next couple of weeks, we're going to be talking about Mortal Kombat.
Butch. Oh, yes. The Mortal
Though
Kombat.
That has been pushed back.
Yes.
It was meant to be like next week and then,
We can talk about some Mortal Kombat when we get some more scheduling information.
Yeah, exactly.
More scheduling! Mortal Kombat's coming out soon. And Quinny is very excited. I'm excited about that too. So maybe we'll do Mortal Kombat and Mortal Kombat Annihilation and the Mortal Kombat cartoon as a quick wrap-up before we head into the
Am I allowed to talk about Mortal Kombat Conquest, the TV show?
Yeah, you absolutely are. No problem.
Fuck yes.
Yes.
I'm super excited to talk about everything Mortal Kombat. You guys are going to be so bored.
Yep.
So fucking bored.
Explain it to me. Make me love it, Quinny.
Oh, I will. I will tell you all about the fan website that I made in 1998. That had like I didn't realize what I was doing at the time, but I was making my own fanfic.
Were you making
just as a website?
Were you? Did you put all the cool things on it, like revolves and blinks and strobes?
So many.
And nice.
Yeah.
Oh, Casper wants to know if you're going to do a Friday stream this week. I don't know.
I'm not entirely sure because we are still organizing whether or not there will be a dinner event that may be happening that night. But if there isn't, we'll let you know during the day. I'll make sure that announcement goes out during the day as to whether or not the Friday stream is happening. Thank you to those of you who have been coming in and checking out the Friday stream. It's fun. It's weird. Sorry, it got a little bit weird at the end of that last one. That went to some strange places. So
I've heard it gets a bit loose. If you want to get loose on a Friday night, go see Quinny.
Yeah, yes, come on, get loose, come on, get a bit punchy, it'll be great.
Oh, dear.
Right. What? Well, I have been Quinny.
I've been Dion. It's been fun.
I have been a giant monkey.
Listening. Oh, wait. There we go.
And what are you?
I have been a thermonuclear lizard. There we go. Yeah, thanks, everyone. You've been the Pyramid Table of Awesome. We'll see you
all next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Periodic Table of Awesome podcast. If you have questions, please email info@theperiodictableofawesome.com. Find us on our website, www.theperiodictableofawesome.com, where there's links to our iTunes, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch. Until next time, stay awesome.